Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Looks like we're having a few troubles with the phones. It's all right. So come past me. I've had Pembroke 2 go past me into the Plough Reach. I've had also Sydney Sussex 1 go past me. Then I saw Jesus 2, and after that, it's Fitz 1. So like Hannah, I think, said, it looks like there was a bump between Emma 2 up Sussex 1. After that, we saw Robinson 1, and just coming past me now, it is the Newnham boat, Newnham 2. So no bumps there. But then there's a lot of clear water between Newnham 2 and the next boat, which is Darwin 1. So there's been in one. We've got, again, clear water, and it looks like behind them it is Hughes Hall 1. So to have bumped Claire 2, again, before the gut, and we're waiting for the other three boats. I'm going to see if M at Ditton, because it looks like there's been a bump. M, are you on the line?
Yes, I am indeed, down at Longreach. So far, none of the boats have yet come into view, although having said that, I can now see the beginnings of the oars starting to head up towards Longreach now, although it's difficult to make out who they are. So for the moment, I'll throw it back to you at Ditton.
I don't think Em at Ditton is on the line. Em, are you there?
We have just had Peterhouse W1 come into view now. It looks as if they will make it to the railway without being bumped by King's W1, who are just behind.
Probably about a low length and a half in it. Thank you for calling.
Making their gap on those coming up behind them. Behind that, again, we have Sydney, who are probably about a boat length behind Pembroke. That's all that's in view now in the Longreach as Peterhouse tore away towards the railway bridge. They are unlikely to be bombed unless there's a really final hard push from Kings. They are approaching the finish line now. Just right down the back, it appears that we're having a few more crews coming into view.
Abby.
From the distance. Yes, over to you.
Abby, it looks like just in front of me, it looks like there's a bump about to happen here at Distant Corner. It's nice to finally join the commentary. And Downing are within. They're overlapping. They're within seconds of bumping up. And it looks like, yes, Downing have just bumped Hughes Hall 1. So Downing 2 have bumped up onto. Oh no, there's some confusion. No, there's some confusion. They're claiming the bump. Yet Hughes Hall 1 are keeping on rowing. I'm not sure if they've acknowledged that bump, but it looks for certain like it was a bump. I'm going to follow this around the corner. Abby, they'll be coming down to you in a second.
But it looks like Downing.
Yes, of course. We're at Sea Benedict.
Okay, I said there was a bump down outside the Plough. I'm just standing next to the Fitzwilliam W1 boat. They've just been handed their greenery. They've just bumped up on Jesus 2. So that's what's happened here. The last boat, Hall 2, has rowed past me. So back down to you now, Em.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to follow this around the corner because Downing 2 almost undisputably bumped up onto Hughes Hall 1. I saw it happen before my very eyes. But despite some confusion, which involved the entire bank parties cheering for Downing 2, Hughes Hall decided to carry on rowing, obviously not acknowledging the bump. So I don't know, obviously Downing slowed down and that allowed Hughes Hall 1 to draw away. So Abby, we'll have to see what happens there, but this should be taken to the umpires, I think, because it looked like a definite bump. Coming past me, finally, it's Trinity Hall 2, and they're going to row over comfortably. So, Abby, why don't we come to you and see what's going down at the Longreach?
Thank you very much, Em. I've just had Robinson W1 pull past me. They're going to row over extremely comfortably. Behind them, we have Newnham W2, also a comfortable distance behind them. They look like they might be getting off, as there's a fair distance now between them and what appears to be Darwin W1, which is just pulling in sight, also looking comfortably. All these crews look like they are likely to row over. Behind them, we have two boats that have stopped. It's difficult to make out who exactly that might be. It might be the Downing Hughes Hall fiasco that you had talked about earlier on in the river. Now they are pulling over, suggesting that the umpire's decision might have been, as you suggested, Em, that Downing had bumped Hughes Hall W1. Just coming past now, it's Darwin W1 looking very comfortable. As they go into the finish line, they'll be very pleased with that performance. That's all from Longreach now at the moment.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Abby. I think we can maybe Pastor Benedict. I think you've probably got the best idea of what's happened. So why don't you give us a run through of what you think has happened so far, and we'll try and confer.
Yep, apologies for the technical problems during that race. What we think has happened then, Peterhouse 1, row over. Kings 1, row over. Pembroke 2, row over. Sydney Sussex 1, I think I called, were bumped by Emma 2. I think they rode over. Emma 2 were bumped by Murray Edwards 1. Jesus 2, bumped by Fitzwilliam 1. Robinson 1 and Unum 2 both row over. ARU 1, bumped by Homerton 1. Darwin 1 will row over. Clare 2, bumped by LMBC 2. And then, having and then thought there was a bump between Downing and Hughes Hall, but Hughes Hall carried on rowing. Downing claimed the bump, Hughes Hall carried on. We'll confirm what happened there. Trinity Hall, the sandwich boat, row over. Any news on that Downing bump?
Yes, I think it happened in front of me at Ditton, but it was acknowledged at least on the reach. Downing must have picked up speed again and managed to get a convincing overlap, apparently, over Hughes Hall 1. So that's happened. So back to you in the studio. Sorry for all that confusion, and we'll confirm the results with you in a few minutes.
From the women's second division that has just taken place. It was as Benedict summed it up earlier, but I'll just give you a recap of what that was. We began the division with a series of row overs. Peterhouse first, Kings first, followed by Pembroke second, and Sydney Sussex first. All rowed over. After that, we had Murray Edwards first boat bumping Emma's second boat. After that, another bump, Fitzwilliam first boat bumping Jesus's women's second boat. After that, Robinson first and Newnham second both rowed over. After that, Homerton first bumped up on Anglia Ruskin first. After that, Darren first rowed over. LMBC second bumped up on Clare second. And then after that, we had Downing second bumping up on Hughes Hall first, with the controversy, as Emma stated earlier, over when exactly they decided to concede and pull over. Finally, the sandwich ball, the Trinity Hall second, also rowed over.